In the dynamic world of business, where success hinges on the performance of individuals and teams, the age-old debate between coaching and managing continues to captivate the attention of professionals and leaders alike. The traditional management approach, with its emphasis on control and direction, is being challenged by a rising trend towards coaching, which focuses on empowering individuals to unlock their true potential. In this article, we delve deep into the realms of coaching and managing, exploring their differences, benefits, and the transformative impact they can have on individuals and organizations. Defining the roles, manager vs. coach. To embark on this journey of understanding, it is crucial to establish the fundamental differences between managing and coaching. Managers typically hold positions of authority and are responsible for directing tasks, monitoring performance, and maintaining organizational goals. On the other hand, coaches adopt a supportive role, working closely with individuals to inspire, guide, and foster personal and professional growth. Shifting paradigms, from managing to coaching. The traditional management paradigm has long been associated with a top-down approach, characterized by strict hierarchies, command and control structures, and a focus on performance outcomes. While effective in certain contexts, this approach can stifle creativity, innovation, and individual autonomy. Enter coaching, a progressive approach that places emphasis on developing individuals' strengths, self-awareness, and critical thinking abilities. Cultivating empowerment, the benefits of coaching. Personal growth and empowerment. Coaching creates an environment that nurtures personal growth, as individuals are encouraged to take ownership of their development. By focusing on strengths, coaches help individuals tap into their innate potential, resulting in increased self-confidence and a sense of empowerment. Enhanced communication and collaboration. Coaching fosters open and honest communication channels. Coaches actively listen, provide constructive feedback, and encourage dialogue, leading to improved relationships and collaboration within teams. This, in turn, promotes a more inclusive and engaged work culture. Adaptability and resilience. In a rapidly evolving business landscape, adaptability and resilience are essential qualities. Coaching equips individuals with the skills needed to navigate change, overcome challenges, and embrace new opportunities, ensuring organizations remain agile and competitive. Balancing act, the role of managers. While coaching is gaining traction, it does not negate the importance of effective management. Managers play a pivotal role in providing structure, setting clear expectations, and aligning team efforts towards organizational objectives. However, adopting a coaching mindset can enhance managerial effectiveness by empowering employees and fostering a culture of continuous improvement. The transformational journey, integrating coaching and managing. The integration of coaching and managing is the key to unlocking the full potential of individuals and organizations. By embracing a hybrid approach, leaders can create an environment that combines the best elements of both coaching and managing. This approach requires managers to cultivate coaching skills, such as active listening, empathy, and asking powerful questions, while retaining their ability to provide guidance, make informed decisions, and ensure accountability. The path to success, building a coaching culture. To truly harness the power of coaching, organizations must build a coaching culture. This entails integrating coaching practices throughout the organizational structure, training managers as coaches, and fostering an environment that values learning, growth, and development. By doing so, organizations can unlock the untapped potential within their workforce, leading to increased employee engagement, improved performance, and a competitive advantage in the market. Conclusion. The coaching versus managing debate is not a choice between one or the other, but rather a call to integrate the strengths of both approaches. By embracing coaching principles within a managerial framework, organizations can unlock the true potential of their people, drive innovation, and create a workplace where individuals thrive and organizations flourish. The journey towards a coaching culture may require time, effort, and a shift in mindset, but the rewards are immeasurable. It is time to unleash the power of coaching and managing in tandem, paving the way for a future of growth, success, and fulfillment for individuals and organizations alike.